Radio.com. Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. Everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, new kind of suit. She's gone country. Here she comes.
Welcome to She's Gone Country with your host, Becky Christensen Phillips. And I just want to welcome you to the show tonight. I'm so glad that you could tune in. If you're calling in live, thank you. If you're listening via the internet, thank you. And if you're listening in the archives, we thank you. We're just happy that you can find us anywhere you're at, whether you're in your car or you're in your home in your PJs or you're driving down the road. We have a really, really great show tonight that I'm really excited about. With us tonight is my beautiful host and aunt, Vicki Christensen, and my beautiful co-guest host, Donalyn Quintana, who is the CEO of Western Wishes. And with us tonight, we have a special, special guest with us. Her name is Crystal Lyons. And she is out of, and if I say this correctly, she's from Mesa, Texas. She has a ministry. Is that correct? Are you guys all there?
Hey, we're here.
Good evening, ladies. I was just going to introduce Crystal, but I really think, you know, I got to talk with Crystal a few days ago, and I'm just so excited about all she's going to share. I think just listening to her is wonderful and warming and just makes you melt. And I think it'd be best if she would be so kind as to introduce herself.
Oh, wow. That's a wide open door right there, isn't it? Yeah. Well,
who can resist that voice?
Oh, yeah. No, it's so good to be here and be with y'all. I really appreciate it. And there's lots to tell, so I guess just where do we want to start?
Well, Crystal, I know that Go ahead, Aunt Vicki.
That's okay, honey. I was just going to say this is Vicki and Crystal. You know, so much of our audience knows who you are, but there's a lot of listeners out there that don't know who you are. And like Vicki said, you are just such a blessing. You're such a remarkable woman that, you know, tell us a little bit about your background and then bring us up, you know, kind of through how you grew up and your love for the country of your life, of rodeo, and your love for God. We'll just kind of start out there, and then we'll just start throwing questions at you.
All right. Well, I actually grew up in the Ozarks of southern Missouri, just not too far from Pocahontas, Arkansas, not too far from the Arkansas line. I actually was very blessed. I got to go my first year of school, anyway, to the last one-room schoolhouse in the state of Missouri. Yeah, back when the dinosaurs lived and roamed the earth, I guess. Yeah, it was a one-room schoolhouse, first through eighth grade in it, outhouses out back. I rode my pony through the woods to school. So I grew up, it's like a small area that was at least 50 years behind everybody else. And I was really blessed to grow up that way, but not from a rodeo family at all. And I don't know where I got it. I remember the first rodeo I ever got to see, and I was in love with rodeo before then. I wanted to be a cowgirl. I wanted to ride things that bucked. It was my mom thought I would outgrow it, and my dad raised hogs and cattle, and I would go sneak up behind the hogs and jump on them, and it's hard to ride a hog. You ought to try it sometime. just to get a thrill, you know. And then later on, when I started rodeoing in the amateurs, of course, just in Missouri and Arkansas, I was a goat tire, and that way I could get involved in rodeo. It was an easy way to get involved in rodeo. But I always loved the bull riding. And I'd like to go into it more. Vicki knows a little bit more about this. But later on, you know what? The coolest thing, just the totally coolest thing. Well, I got turned on to the Lord through my teenage years and knew God had a call on my life, but didn't want to answer it because, I just thought that any time a woman had a call of God on her life, they was going to ship her off to Africa, you know, and I really didn't want to go to Africa, and I just knew that that's what always happens to a woman, you know, that is a missionary, you had to go to Africa. And so I really didn't want to answer it, but I was in love with the Lord, and I was miserable running from the call, and so finally I just said yes and figured it would be horrendously boring. And God didn't say anything more to me, but just I started getting a hunger for the Word, and all of that. But it was later on when I was a goat tire and all, and I don't know if Vicki knows this, but I was back when the NFR used to be, it always was in Oklahoma City. The National Finals Rodeo had been in Oklahoma City forever. And they used to have the 10th round on television called the Heston Round. And we had always had to go to the neighbors to watch it and that had the television that would bring it in. And so I was sitting on the floor at the neighbors watching the 10th round. And I had been, you know, was just really wanting God to lead my life any way he wanted. And I heard on the inside of me the Lord tell me, I will take you to the NFR, and I heard Las Vegas. And I thought, well, that was odd right there. And he said, and you won't be a ticket-paying spectator. I have a job for you to do. I have a reason for you to be there. And I just sat there. I was about to hyperventilate, you know, feeling like I was in a room full of unbelievers, but I knew I'd heard from God. And it was a year or two later, NFR moved from Vegas, moved to Vegas from Oklahoma City, and I was like, and right then I got on my first bull. I was 30 years old when I got on the back of my first bull I ever got on in my life, and within a few months, I'm getting calls and asked to be ride bulls at different places, and the next thing you know, I get an invitation to ride a bull at the NFR in Las Vegas in 1986. I just, when the call came in, I sat there on the phone crying because I remembered what God had said to me.
Wow, Crystal, this is Vicki, and that is an amazing, amazing thing, and I do remember you sharing it with me sometime ago, but, you know, every time I hear that story, I still get chills because that was God talking to you before you even, you know, Las Vegas was a dream. No one ever dreamed the NFR would go to Las Vegas.
No, we didn't think, and I thought God was just going to talk about another rodeo or something. You know, I thought, okay, NFR is Oklahoma City, and then something else in Vegas. It's the awesome thing about how that God takes what you love, what he puts in you and that you love, and then if you'll let God get involved with you, he, just like what I was afraid of, I was scared that, religion will tell you that God will make you into a replica of what you see religiously. And God is so, he's so infinite. I mean, every flower is different in colors, and every animal is amazingly different, and the world is amazingly just non-boring. Why do we think that God would make us boring? And it never dawned on me that the desires that was inside me, he put them there. And then when I let God get involved, it really became exciting because it became... It got out of the normal, natural realm and became supernatural. That is so much
Crystal, this is Becky. And, you know, you touched on something that just kind of struck a chord in me. And you said, you know, God placed the desires within our heart. And I think sometimes, and you might agree or disagree with me on this, but, you know, the scripture says, and one of you three may know it better than I do, but it says that, you know, when we lean into the Lord, you know, he will give us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
And they teach you or tell you while you're growing up that those desires aren't actually your desires, but they're God's desires for you. And so I think as you're saying that, I was like, well, you know what though? Then, because that can bring such confusion to somebody, because if you have all these desires within your heart, well, you think, well, wait, God, is that what you want? You know,
yes.
Is that just my desire, or is that your desire, God? But what you said just really kind of made it clear. It's like he created you, so he obviously has placed those there for you. So even if they are your desires, they're his desires too, because he's already placed them in your heart. Is that what you're saying
yes.
to our audience?
Yeah, that is Proverbs. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart, meaning that if you'll delight in him, he puts the desires in your heart, and then twofold he causes those desires to come to pass. But now there is a catch. There is a catch. Number one is delight yourself in the Lord. But I loved rodeo, and I know God put that in my heart. I mean, before I ever saw rodeo, I was drawing rodeo arenas out in the schoolyard dirt and drawing the buck and chutes and making the other kids be horses and bulls, and we would all buck and all of this stuff, you know. And so I was making them play rodeo. And I don't even think I'd ever been to one. And so it was in me from the beginning. But once I started getting to rodeo and I was goat tying and stuff, the Lord, after I did it for a few years, the Lord – began to deal with me that it was a God in my heart, and that it needed he wanted me to lay it down. And boy, I bowed up. I mean, I really bowed up, and I was just, you know, I was miserable. And finally, after a few weeks, maybe longer, of being miserable about this, I finally just like, all right, you know, all right, I'll never go to another rodeo. And so I didn't. I stopped going to rodeos. And one day I was working colts, and I was in a round pen. It's hot, and I'm just sitting down and taking a break for a little bit. And when I got quiet, God started bugging me again. And he said, I'm not just wanting you to not go to another rodeo. And I was like, you know, I get so frustrated. It's like, then, you know, what do you want, you know? And he said, if you never go to another rodeo physically ever again, that doesn't mean it's out of your heart. You could still just always want it. Just because you don't go don't mean you don't want it. And I thought, well, I don't know what to do then. I told the Lord, I said, God, I can't get it out of my heart. I don't know. I'm at your mercy there. You're going to have to deal with it. And he did. He literally took it out of my heart. And for 2 years, I never went to another rodeo. Didn't care. Did not care. And I was working sale barns and breaking colts, and I come in and got the mail one evening, and there was this ad for an all-girl rodeo in Alma, Arkansas, 6 hours away. And I picked that up, and it just shot off on the inside of me. You're to go enter this rodeo. Now, that sounds dumber than a bucket of rocks. You know, oh, yeah, I've never been on a bull in my life, and God is telling me to go to Alma, Arkansas, and enter the bull riding. Yeah, right. And so my mother was a prayer warrior. And so I'm 30 years old. I'm on my own. I'm single. I'm working, hauling cattle, breaking colts, and working silver. And I called my mom, and I said, this is what I think the Lord has said. And she goes, well, I don't have to pray about that, you know. She calls me back a couple days later, and she said, I don't understand this at all. But she said, you're right. You're supposed to go to that rodeo. So there was a young man at Sale Barn at Road Bulls, and I talked to Billy, and I said, hey, could I borrow your equipment, and would you go with me to Alma, Arkansas, and put me on a bull? And he said, oh, it sounds like fun. So we did, and I went down there. I was just going to get on one bull. And that was all it was going to be. I was going to find out what this was like, you know, the experience. I'd been around it all my life but never gotten on. And and I had been growing in the Lord, and I knew how to apply the word, which I'd love to get into that in a second. But I almost rode him. I don't remember anything of that ride. I just remember when I hit the dirt, I was so pumped. I was like, that was the most awesome thing I've ever felt in my life. I got to do it again. And so it just kind of went from there.
So
and it was God.
You had no prior practice, nothing. You just went to the
ring
and got on a ball.
Is that not? It was blonde, but it was God. Well, let me tell you. See, I had learned to begin to apply the word, and what brought me to letting God get involved and shut me up here if you guys want me to shut up. But
no, you keep talking.
Okay. Well, when I was tying goats, I was lousy at it. And I just wanted to rodeo so bad. It was the one thing I could do because I didn't have a barrel horse. And I could borrow a horse, and I could whoop and ride that you know, rascal down the arena and bail off, and I could tie a goat. And so, but I was up against girls that had been doing it for 10, 12 years. So they had just beaten the socks off of me. And so I can take losing for a little bit, but let me tell you, nobody wants a steady diet of losing. Nobody wants your name on the event sheet and everybody else walks up there and goes, wow, that's added money right there, her. And so I went to the Lord about it, and I was, like, really crying out to God. And it was during that time I got filled with the Holy Spirit, started getting in the Word. Imagine that. I'd been saved for years, but I never read the Bible because that is the preacher's job. We pay them to read the Bible and tell us what it says. And that was my attitude. And I started getting into the Word myself. And I ran onto Scripture in John that said that the Holy Spirit would teach you all things. And I saw that all, A-L-L, and I was like amazed. Wait a minute. It didn't say he would teach us church things or religious things or spiritual things. It said he would teach us all things. So I decided that I would put God at his word. And I know nobody else, nobody told me, you know, it was like God wouldn't get involved. They would preach to you at church. God's not going to get involved in rodeoing. But I thought, that's his word. So if it's not any good, we need to know about it now. And so I just said, all right, Holy Spirit, teach me a better way how to tie goats because they're beating the socks off of me. And I had goats decked out everywhere, and I was always practicing. And one day when I was out there, I saw this little, I call them bleeps, little mini, just a little bleep of a different way to approach the goat, different way to throw it, grab the three legs, a different way to do it, that knocked out three moves. Well, anybody knows you knock out moves, you knock out time. And I had to learn how to tie goats a whole different way. And in that time process, I got a hold of Joshua 1 that says that if you'll not let the word depart out of your mouth, in other words, speak what God says about the situation, not what you think or what you feel, but speak what God says, then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Well, I've been begging God to make me successful and nothing was working. But when I got a hold of his word and said, okay, Holy Spirit, show me how to be better. And then I got a hold of his word and I found out what God had to say about rodeo. And he says in Psalms 8:6 and in Genesis 2, I believe it is, two places there, he says that God gives us authority over the beast of the field. All right, a goat is a beast of the field. So I began to go at the arenas and I'd go find my draw and I'd tell it in the name of Jesus. You know, you don't do this when everybody's hanging out around you. You wait until nobody's there and you talk to your goat. You tell him in the name of Jesus, I claim authority over you. And I began to put the word out and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I didn't start winning immediately, but there was one rodeo I went to, and it was like,
Crystal?
I've been doing this for a while, and I still lost. You need to say something?
Yeah, this is Becky. I'm going to have you hold that thought for just one moment, and we're going to take a quick commercial break and station identification, and then when we come back, I'm going to have you pick up right where we left off. Is that
you
all right?
Got it.
All righty, we'll be right back.
4Radio.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky, and this is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to thank you so much if you're tuning in and listening this evening with us. We have just been having a wonderful first half of our radio show. I have my beautiful co-host and guest co-host with me tonight. I have Vicki Christensen and Donalyn Quintana. And we have been visiting with our special guest tonight, Crystal Lyons. And Crystal Lyons, if you do not know who she is a warm, loving Southern gal. She has a ministry. You can find her at crystallyons.com. And that's spelled CrystallyonS.com. You can find her on Facebook. And I would just encourage all of you guys to go and check out her page. It's amazing. She has great photos on there. She's a minister. She's a songwriter. She's a competitor. She is all things country, living, breathing, everything that we stand for. She's Gone Country. As I've said on previous shows and anywhere you'll find our literature, you know, we're all about empowering and encouraging everyday cowboys and cowgirls who are live in country and love God and hoping that they can inspire and encourage those that don't.
that way we can keep the heart and the culture of the American cowboy alive. And I just really think in speaking with Crystal Boyce, she's got a hold of that. And she's just been ministering to us tonight and listening to her talk about her walk and testimony has just been, well, it's been preaching to me. I'm getting fed over here. So I just want to welcome you back to the show. And Crystal, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much for being with us tonight. So I'm just going to turn the floor back over to you, and then I'll, you know, if Donna Lynn and Vicki have some things they want to ask you, I'll go ahead and let them go. So please take the floor.
All right. Well, like I said, I had a walk with God, but you know, I didn't. The thing is that I was bored with church. I mean, I loved God, but I was bored with church. And I'll just be flat honest with you, okay, this is just my own personal preference or whatever. I didn't like the music, and the services were boring to me, the music I didn't like. And so I thought that since that's what church did, that was a representation of who God is. And so since church was boring and since I didn't really care for that style of music, I thought God's taste in music wasn't that great either, and it was all an expression of him that he was boring. And it took me failing in rodeo to make me so frustrated and all, and it was just the hand of God. It was just the hand of God to draw me to himself. And basically, as I already said, I found out that God said, I will lead and guide you. I'll teach you all things. And I thought, whoa, wait a minute. He didn't say. Could it be that God is interested in what we do outside of the walls of stained glass windows? And I decided to open my life up and say, all right, God, I'd like you to get involved with me. Rodeo in me and through me. Show me what to do. Lead me into this. And man, oh man, it all of a sudden, a boring existence with God became exciting, because then we were doing it together. And so, you know, when I got that deal about the all-girl rodeo in Alma, Arkansas, I'd already, you know, been in the Word. I'd been applying the Word, because I was riding colts and stuff, and so I'd get a lot of horses that could outdo me. And so I learned to release the presence and power of God over them and ask him to do in me what I couldn't physically do, and I saw God do it. So by the time we went to Alma, Arkansas, this rodeo that I was going to go enter and get on a bull for the first time in my life, as dumb as that sounds, I went in there, and I paid my entry fee, you know, and right behind the announcer stand, there's a bunch of Holstein cross bulls, okay? Well, I mean, hey, Holsteins, hello. They move slow. Okay, I'm thinking, I'm getting real cocky. I'm thinking, shoot, I can ride a dadgum Holstein. And because they just buck slow and everything. And so I pay my fees, you know, and I'm pretty cocky on the inside. I'm thinking, I can do this. And so I go down there to find the number. They gave me my draw, the number of the bull, and I'm going to go do what I know to do. I'd learned it in goat tying. I'm going to go claim authority over this beast of the field, like the Word of God says, and just speak the word over him and just build myself up in the things of God. And so I go and I get on the fence, and I look at these bin of bulls, and there ain't one of them suckers in there that's got the number, my number. So I ask somebody, I says, is this all the bulls? And they go, oh, no, there's a whole big bin out back. It's an indoor building in Alma, Arkansas. So I go out back, oh, my gosh, has the pen full of these big old brindle Burma cross bulls just sitting there, just knocked down horns and this and that, and just sitting there looking at you, so intimidating. I climb up on the fence, and sure enough, one of them big old stout suckers is mine, and I'm like, oh, Lord. But then I'm getting down on him, you know, and they're, I ain't never been on a bull in front of my life, and they're like getting on a rock. It's just like getting on a rock. And I'm waiting for this feeling to come to me that feels something I'm used to, familiar and the guy, the stock contractor, finally said, "Sweetheart, it ain't going to get any better. You might as well nod." So I did, and it was an adrenaline rush like crazy. I had to do it again, and then I had to do it again. And you know what? By the fourth bull, I bucked off the first three. And the fourth one was Seguin, Texas. Drove all the way from Missouri to Seguin, Texas to get on a bull. And I drove this young bull, and he was a shoot fighter, and all scared, wild, had big old long horns that could reach all the way back to his flank straps. So that, you know what that meant. That means he can knock you off just with his head. And he was trying to climb out of the chute and everything else. And so I learned this on horses. I knew God sent me there. And, you know, just stepped back to his hip, laid my hand back there behind the flank strap on his hip where he couldn't reach me, and just began to speak the peace of God over him and command the spirit of fear to come out of him, because, see, I have authority over the beasts of the field. And for that little bit of time, that is my bull. He's my bull in the draw. I don't own him, but I have this authority over him because God put me and him together. We're colliding right here at this moment in time. And watch him just settle down 100% of the time. That was the first bull I ever rode. And then it went from there.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Ladies, I don't know if you have other questions. I'm kind of speechless right now, because just the simple things of taking dominion over the animals and the oneness and think about it and horses and everything, we do that. But who would have thought with a bull?
Yeah.
it's amazing. This is Vicki Crystal. And, you know, even though you just live down the road from me a short spell, it seems like we never have enough time to spend together and visit. And so I love listening to your testimony and the roads you've traveled. And from this time on, how long was it, Crystal, before you decided that, all right, I'm going to take my ministry on the road? Was it after you actively quit competing, or did you actually, compete and also take your ministry down the road at that time?
It happened. It was so organic. Vicki, I had already been ministering a lot, but it had been in my hometown at the jails, and I'd go into the nursing homes, and I would sing to the elderly, and then I would ask, you know, just little local rodeos and things. But that was it, and I was writing these songs that didn't fit in the local church, and I had nowhere to sing them. And I had all these songs and nowhere to sing them. Well, I go out to the NFR. That year I got asked to ride at the NFR, just like God told me would happen. And so one of the nights I was asked to give my personal testimony, and I did. And as a result of that, God just began to open up doors. Oh, you know what? No. Before the NFR is Billings, Montana. You know about Billings, Montana, at the Nile. It's in October. I was trying to decide if I was to enter that rodeo. I needed a little bit of money. I didn't have all the money I needed for flight and entry fees and everything else. And my mom called me up, and she said, "You're supposed to go to that rodeo." And so she helped me with the money that I needed. And then the day I left, she calls me, and she said, she used to call me Doll. She always called me Doll. She said, "Doll, no matter what happens, you don't ever quit doing what God has told you to do, no matter how hard it gets, no matter what happens." And she just kept saying, "I'm proud of you, and don't just – just finish out what God has started." And I was like, "Mom, I'm going to be back in a week." I mean, she said, listen to me. And she'd say it again and gave me a few tips and stuff. I flew out to Billings, Montana, and in a couple days later, my mom died. Now, she was not sick. She knew she was going, and she knew she was saying goodbye to me. She'd had an encounter with the Lord about a month before and I was there when she had it and would not tell us anything about it. But after that time, she made sure that no one anybody that had anything against her, she went and apologized to them and stuff. And she was in town and was laughing and turned to walk out the door and fell over dead, and an aneurysm. I mean, that was the way to go. She was laughing, and the doctor said before her body hit the ground, she was already gone.
Oh, my God.
So I'm out there at Billings, Montana, and I get the news that my mom has died. And so the Cowboys was really great. They was pitching in together to fly me back home, but there wasn't going to be a funeral for a week. And if I would have flew back, I was going to leave. I wouldn't have been able to pay my dad back for what they'd put in on this. And so I thought, there's no other option. I got to stay and ride. Anyway, the Cowboy preacher there was, Vicki, you know, and dadgummit, all of a sudden, I know him so well, and all of a sudden I see his face, and I can't even think the name. I blanked out, but here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'd never been to a Cowboy church
service. It wasn't Coy, was it?
Yep, it was. Huh?
It was Coy. Was it Coy?
Yeah, it was Coy Huffman. And
yep,
I'd never
okay.
been, he was the shoot boss there, and I'd never been to a Cowboy church service, ever. And he come by and said, Cowboy church in the morning. And this was the night before my mom died, or the day before. Sunday was the day before she died on a Monday. And so I was all excited. I go to church that morning. I get there early. And he's telling me, he said, I got people lined up to sing, and nobody's here to sing. Well, he didn't know me from Adam's house cat. But I told him, I said, well, I'm singing. I mean, I had all these songs, but he didn't know me, but he didn't have a choice. So he's like, yeah, and so I did the music for that service, and that's what, so to answer your question, the long way around there, that rodeo opened the door wide open for me to start ministering out there where what I had been taught fit. And while I was
mm-hmm.
riding in the all-girl deals, a lot of those rough stock riders, they didn't want to act like they needed anything and that they were all tough. You know, women that want to do something because they got something to prove, it's not very pretty. But anyway, I started offering prayer, and after, I didn't think they were even caring behind the chutes. And after a little bit, they would come to me and say, you haven't prayed for us yet. So it just began to be organic. And then I rode for 2 years and did all that, and then after a while, the ministry took over, and the reason for riding was gone. The
mm-hmm.
the riding was what got me, was the vehicle that got me out there for ministry.
Well, Crystal, this is Vicki again, and I know that Donna Lynn and Becky probably have some questions, and I'm going to turn it over to them. But for our listeners tonight, for any of you out there that have never heard Crystal sing, her voice is powerful, and it is from God, and there is a message in absolutely every note that she strums and every word that comes out of her mouth, and she has some beautiful CDs available. I just encourage all of you to take the time to find them on CD Baby and to download them and to order them, because it, right there in itself, the message will literally leave you speechless. Donna Lynn, Becky, questions for Crystal?
This is Donna Lynn. Hey, Crystal,
yeah,
I got kind of a different kind of question. When you
okay.
were, you know, it's really funny. I was thinking, I used to sometimes have nightmares of being on top of a bull, and I'd wake up in a cold sweat.
Yeah.
And it was just the scariest thing in the whole world. And then, and then being married to a bull rider, I don't know, you just get kind of where you just, you just don't think much of it. And but honestly, who did you I'm sure this is true with anybody. Who did you pattern yourself after? You had to watch some styles of bull riders and everything. Was there ever someone that you actually learned from to hone in your bull riding skills?
Not one certain person. And your deal about your nightmares, I would have had nightmares of being under the bull, not on top, under.
Right.
You know, Deuteronomy
right.
28 says that God will put you above only and not beneath. I think that is such a cool bull riding scripture right there.
Oh, that's a good one. Where
yeah.
is that? Where is that?
In Deuteronomy, it's in the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28, where it says God will put you above only, and you'll be above only and not beneath. But
to answer your question,
I mean, who was always my hero in bull riding? Denny Flynn. Oh, my gosh. Denny Flynn is incredibly awesome. But then when I got out there, it's amazing how much you thought you knew by being around in the amateurs. And what you did was you learned, you picked up more wrong than right. And I would go to different rodeos, and there would God would always have one rodeo. It was Cody Custer. At Billings, it was Cody Custer. And who just really started, you know, some of the guys would like to see you fail. And then there was other guys that would step in, and they recognized that you wasn't doing it to prove anything. You were loving it just like them. And so they would help. And I was at another rodeo, and Joe Wimberly, our bulls were in the chute about 20 minutes beforehand, and he just gave me one-on-one chute procedure, helped me huge. I was at Houston. No, it was Fort Smith, Arkansas. And I had bucked off 10 in a row, and Denny Flynn came by and said, "You look discouraged." And I told him, he sat down beside me and just began to. So it was one and then the other. God would bring me the information I needed.
Oh, wow. I love that. You know, I was going to ask you, too, is that, you know, when you lost your mom and sometimes, you know, how you just, it's a frustrating time, and you reflect back now that all those wonderful little messages and revelations that came to your mom, isn't it amazing how God just gives you comfort in that and how now you losing your mom is a part of your testimony? And I think it's amazing because it's always such a hard thing to go through, and Vicky's lost her mom too, and that was a hard thing. But when you look back again, you just it's a part of your testimony, and I love the fact that God gives such comfort at a time, you know, and gave closure to you and revelations for you. I know that was such a blessing for you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I felt gutted, and it was the hardest thing I ever did was to get on bulls in Bronx when I was so gutted. But I knew it was God. I knew it was God. Hear her words, no matter what. Don't stop. And so, you know, it was God.
This is Becky. We're gonna go ahead and break right now for station identification commercials. And when we come back, those that are listening, please stay tuned, because we are fortunate enough to have been able to download one of Crystal's songs that we're going to play at the end of the hour. But we're going to take a quick break so that we can come back and finish up the hour with Crystal Lyons. We'll see you in a few minutes.
4Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and joining us tonight on the show with my co-host, Becky Christensen, and guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana, is the lovely Crystal Lyons, and we have just been spending the hour with her. We've got about 15 minutes left. Really, actually, I'm going to say we've got about 10, 11 minutes left, because I want to make sure that we are able to close the show out with enough time to play one of the blessed songs that Crystal Lyons has recorded, and it's As You Go. And so I think right now what I would like to see if Crystal could share with the audience is maybe just share a little bit about where, you know, you were starting to talk about all these songs that you had. Maybe you could share with us your latest CD, how we get it, you know, what inspired you on this album. Let's talk a little bit about your album so the audience knows, you know, a little bit more about that and where they can access that. I know Vicki touched on it, but I think you have quite a ministry in your music as well. So, Crystal, please, go ahead.
Oh, well, thank you. I've recorded 9 to date. Actually 3 that I've done, basically all of kind of at the same time, and the one that you're going to play is off the CD as called by that name, As You Go. I wanted to do an album that said thank you to the men and women who have served our country through the military. I'd been wanting to write songs that told them thank you and express that. And so that album has a few songs that I wrote on. I mean, they're all that I wrote, but that are patriotic. And then the one song you'll be playing, As You Go. And then I have another one of the latest 3. It's called Let God Arise, and it's aggressive and mild to worship. But then there's another one that I have never done one like this before. It's called Ain't My First Rodeo. And I wanted to do an album that would be music that somebody would like to listen to that didn't necessarily want to hear worship music. And it's got God in it, but it deals with life's issues, but gives the if you know anything about the word, you're going to know the words in there. And I really like that album. It's different. Every one of mine is different.
Crystal, this is Vicki, and I'm holding Ain't My First Rodeo in my hand right now, and I know this collection of songs. It's God behind the message, behind the words of the
mm-hmm.
songs,
mm-hmm.
and he just comes so alive through the words. But yet, at the same time, anyone could pick up this CD and listen to it and go, "Wow, I like that," and then really listen to it and really get the message behind it.
Yeah, we all go through life's issues, divorce, the pain of somebody dying, or that album there. You know, I've gone through a divorce. It just gutted me, and when you have to go through something like that, you have a choice to either curl up in a fetal position and die to your future. Die. The hardest thing to do is to step back and step out of that grave. It's so easy to bury yourself, and that album really deals with letting go of past pain and letting God that there's life after divorce. There's life after death. God has got a future for us, and that is one of the hardest things to believe when you go through something very, very traumatic, is that you have a future. And it'll take all your guts to step up and go, okay, I'm going to believe that I have a future. But if you will, God will restore life to you.
Amen.
This is Becky, and I just, you know, Crystal, I'm so blessed with being able to speak with you and just the time that we've shared. I'm really moved by your, just the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you know, this show, as I've spoken with you before, this show is something that the Lord birthed in me, and it just is something that I'm following Him in, and I can so relate to everything that you're sharing. Maybe not the bull riding thing. You know, maybe not the bull riding, but I've been bucked off a few horses.
But still, relate. I mean, it's applicable in other areas, too. It's the same fear that we face. It's the same challenges. It's the same the fear of failing. It's all the same.
Yeah, it is. And it's amazing, though, because, you know, the show in itself is a platform where we don't have to be tiptoeing around our faith. We don't have to be tiptoeing around the fact that we love God and the fact that we're living on a ranch, or that we love driving down the road to rodeos, or that we love listening to country music, or West, you know, whatever it is that we do that the world would classify as country or Christian or, you know, following God. You know, there's no apologies for it, where there's so many venues now that try and shut you down. So that's the one thing that the Lord really poured upon my heart in the show, is just, you know, let him be heard. So I just feel really blessed to have you on the show. And
thank
I
you.
Just thank you so much for coming on. Ladies, is there anything else you want to add to this before we go? Because I just really want to make sure that we leave enough time, right about 5 to 6 minutes. So we probably have 2 or 3 minutes left before we need to say goodnight to our audience and wind the show down with Crystal's song.
Well, you know what? There is. I was asking the Lord, if you gave me an open question, what was it? And I heard this. One of the things that I learned, and I learned it through rodeoing, was that when fear grips you, just everybody has to deal with fear. And when the Lord began to show me this through rodeoing, and he, one time when I was excruciatingly afraid, and he said, the fear that you feel is not yours. And I was like, it sure feels like I'm afraid. And he goes, no, it is. You know what the word says, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Fear is a spirit. And if we'll recognize that, whenever we are feeling like we're being smothered in fear, if we'll realize that it is not me that's afraid, but a spirit that's come into my presence, and if I will not receive that, I can break through that, and it's always to keep me from a victory that's right ahead. And I learned that through this, and I just want to say to anyone out there that might be listening to this, if you're facing the fears and the stuff, I love what Joyce Meyer says. I learned to do stuff afraid. Bust through that thing, because it is only there to defeat you, and God will give you the strength to do it if you'll just call on him and not crumble under that cloak of fear that comes on you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Crystal. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because
you know, one time a man approached me to rape me, and that was scary. And I raised my hand and started pointing a finger at him and just started say, in the name of Jesus. And he hit an invisible wall about 8 feet away from me. And it shocked him so much and enraged him. And he was on drugs. He reared back and ran to lunge at me again and just hit an invisible wall. And God did not let him get within 8 feet of me. The fear was there. If I would have embraced it, it would have been all over.
You have quite a message, lady.
You have quite a message. And
yes.
I wish we had so much more time. I'm just gonna
round the floor and let Aunt Vicki and Donalyn finish and say their goodbyes to Crystal, and then we're gonna end the show. We'll go ahead and make sure that this is uploaded and rebroadcast. If anyone is missed the show, or anyone you know that would be blessed by the show, please make sure that you tell them to log on and check us out on the on-demand episode. So, Aunt Vicki, Donalyn, you each have about a minute left, and we're gonna say goodnight.
All right, Becky, thank you. This is Vicki Crystal. Again, I just from the bottom of my heart, just hug you and wrap my arms around you, and thank you so much for spending this time with us. And it was a short time, so I'm certain that Donalyn and Becky and I will want to have you back again to share even more. Thank you, Crystal. We love you. Donalyn?
Oh, I want to thank you, Crystal. What an inspiration. And I thank you so much for reminding us how important it is to get into the Word. I just thank you so much, because it opened up. I was a Christian from 72 on, but it took me to 99 before I really got into the Word. And
yeah.
You know, it's amazing. And thank you so much for reminding us how important that is, and how much, and we can recognize such fullness of God if we do that. So thank you so much, Crystal.
Oh, thank you all very much for letting me be on.
Well, it's been a fun hour. It's been
full of fun stories and makes me feel like any of us girls get out there and ride a bull. If Crystal can do it, we can
yeah.
do it. So maybe we'll film that and throw that up on YouTube one day. Or maybe we'll just do a little calf like Pecos ride.
I'm
going to
have a nightmare tonight.
Anyway, well, we have a little bit of time left, so I'm going to close it out. Thank you so much to our listeners. Thank you to our guests tonight. And remember, you can find us at, you can get yourself a free Blog Talk Radio account and log on and chat with us in the chat room. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/soulsisterradio. And now, Soul Sister, that's because we're all soul sisters in Christ. Just if anybody asks and wants to know, that's what the Soul Sister is all about. And you can also find us on Facebook at She's Gone Country with Becky. And we are building out our webpage at shesgonecountry.us. And be sure to catch Crystal and all her songs and all her ministries and all she's doing at crystallions.com. For tonight, that's all we've got. I'm going to say goodnight, and we're going to tune it out to Crystal's song, As You Go. Have a nice evening, folks.
As you go, be who the Lord called you to be. Don't expend your life in mediocrity. Fulfill your destiny as you go. And as you go, hold to the things you know are true. Never compromise what you know to do. Other lives depend on you. As you go, and as you go, lift your sails to catch the wind. Set your heart and don't give in. No matter what prevailing winds may blow, as you go, as you go, hold strong through the joy and through the pain. Live such a life as to bring honor to His name. Don't leave this world the same. As you go, lift your sails to catch the wind. Set your heart and don't give in. No matter what prevailing winds may blow, as you go, lift your sails to catch the wind. Set your heart and don't give in. No matter
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com, and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
4radio.com.